Who let you watch that? Who let you watch that?
Does this movie suck?
Hey, do you like apples?
Hey, knock, knock. Who's there? Apples.
Fucking apples.
Fucking you brought an apple to the house?
Why you bring those apples in here, Courtney?
Why does mom... Hey, Mama Fiducci, why you bringing apples here?
Yeah, no apples here.
I'm trying the apple here.
What's up with this apple?
Apples.
I got a number. How you like them apples?
All right, there we got it. We got it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show within the show that shoots off from the show. This is not Who Let You Watch That. This is
Does this movie suck? I think it might.
It might. This week, your friends, Andy Diaz
and Gabe Martinez,
are talking about a beloved film that may or may not suck.
We're going to get down to it. We're going to get down to those meaty apple bits.
Those meaty apple bits is what they're called.
That's what they're called, you guys. how do we always do these fucking episodes?
We always do them wrong. This one is Does This Movie Suck? And we say it every time where we go, hey, this isn't the other one. So we don't have new business. We don't have any of these other things. We say the premise is we talk about a movie. We had a BuzzFeed thing for a while, but BuzzFeed got arrested and they're done.
They're done. They dwindled the kids or some shit.
Exactly. So now they dwindled them. So now
diddled them?
Diddle is the
dreidel.
They dreidled them. That's what it is. They spun those children and
dreidel.
Yeah. Bet
you
games.
Made them out of
games?
Apples.
They bet monies on the game, on the children. Anyway, they suck and they're
not
a thing. So we're doing our own stuff. So we're talking about movies. Sometimes they're beloved that one of us or both of us think sucks. Sometimes they're a movie that everyone thinks sucks, but one of us or both of us think rules.
Yeah.
And we get into it. We do the deep dive. We do the research. And we talk to you about the things that we have found.
Yes.
Okay? And go ahead.
We have a formula. We break it down. And we talk about criterias of each of those. We talk about the acting, the filmmaking capabilities. We talk about the world building. We talk about the rewatchability. We add new criteria when it's needed, you guys. I think I actually hit them all.
You hit every single one. That
Fuck!
Was amazing, dude.
We did it.
See, and this week's episode begs us to stick to the traditional format because this movie has a whopping 8.3 out of 10 on IMDb.
Yes.
There are over a million reviews of this film, and people just across the board, across the world, but especially in New England, think this movie rules.
Oh, it's got to be a religion out there.
It has to be.
If it wasn't for Catholicism,
yeah,
this
exactly.
would be their
this
religion.
This would be the main religion of the region, at least. Andy, what the hell movie are we talking about this week?
Guys, we are diving into the 1997 masterpiece film, Good Will Hunting, you guys. Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting. Will Hunting, a janitor at MIT, has a gift for mathematics, but needs help from a psychologist to find direction in his life.
Guys, Gus Van Sant doing his thing, putting his mark on Boston once again, all over it. You know who we're talking about, you guys. We're talking not about that fucker. We're talking about the writers of this movie, too.
Oh, yeah. The writers and stars of this movie.
They started it, too?
I think. I think. Yeah, Robin Williams was one, right? Didn't Robin Williams and Stellan Skarsgård write this movie?
Right. They got together. Ragtag. We know the story. They were two kids. They grew up together. Robin and Stellan.
So the story goes, tale as old as time.
Yes.
So we have Robin Williams is playing Mork on Mork and Mindy. All right. This is the 70s. All right. He's having a great time. He's a hero. People love him. He's a stand-up comedian. He's a famously hairy man. People are like, swarthy.
Yeah.
Hair suit. We love him. He's hilarious.
We love him. Jumanji.
Not yet, but one day.
No, that's what they called him maybe before that.
That is true. They just called him Jumanji.
They saw him and he was so hairy. They're like, oh, Jumanji.
Oh, Jumanji. And he'd be like, oh, jokes, ha. And he'd say so many things. Then you have, not a lot of people know this, but you have his best friend and roommate, Stellan Skarsgård.
Uncle
Skarsgård.
Father related to the other Skarsgårds.
He is the dad of all the other Skarsgårds. And at the time, they were all just twinkles in his eye because him and Robin Williams were out on the town. They were living in New York City. Robin Williams was dressed as an alien, wearing like overalls every day. Stellan was he was the first person in New York to wear burlap clothing.
No shit.
No shit at all. He was wearing jumpsuits, top hats, and a lot of times he would just dress like a great big bug, like a ladybug, and it was all made of burlap. So
famously a Swedish man too, and as we know, the most famous Swede on this show, you know, the guy who said I'm a fucking bug.
Yeah, Paul Thomas Verhoeven.
Paul Thomas Anderson, yeah.
Verhoeven.
Paul Thomas Verhoeven was like, I'm a fucking bug.
I'm a fucking bug.
Also Swedish.
Yeah, and Stellan Skarsgård was, he was walking around, and a lot of times he would dress as like a slug, and he, you know, to produce the mucus that he would leave all over the New York streets, he got old Jell-O, and he would just put, he'd dump it down his pants, and his pants were made of burlap, and he would just, as he's walking, it would just, you know, trail behind, it would leave, you know, sticky Jell-O smush.
Dustin Hoffman, there's a famous shot of Dustin Hoffman where he goes, I'm walking here.
Yeah,
made famous by Stellan, actually.
Yeah,
Dustin Hoffman, living in New York at the time, saw him do it.
Yep.
But he was sliming. He's like, I'm sliming here.
Yeah, he's all in Swedish,
but
being
in
like
Swedish though. Yeah. I can't do a Swedish.
I'm sliming here.
Why doesn't Stellan Skarsgård sound like that?
Because, so he did sound like that.
Okay.
So here was the thing. So you got Robin Williams, who's this like manic, super fun guy.
Cocaine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you've got Stellan Skarsgård, who is dressed like an 8-foot tall slug, who's sliming all over New York City.
Yes.
And he's constantly being like, please excuse the slime, and I'm sliming here. So people are seeing these two guys, and they don't know. Now, this is New York in the 70s.
It was rough.
People are on drugs just to get by.
They're trying to stay out of Manhattan.
Because everyone is getting either raped or stabbed
or
stab raped.
It's happening everywhere. Or people are just having violent
gutter
sex.
Yeah, people are having that everywhere. So you hear you have two best friends. Robin Williams is riding on Stellar's shoulders, and he's like, up, up, and away, slug man, and they're slugging everywhere.
They're slugging around.
They're having a great time. What happened was, he's doing this voice. It's just his voice. He's just doing the Swedish chef, basically, from the Muppets, you know, the whole time. He's Hurgaburgas and Hurgaburgas.
Jim Henson heard that and went, that's a great fucking character.
Exactly. So Jim Henson rips that off. Then you've got Dustin Hoffman ripping off the I'm walking here.
Yep.
Stellan one day is sitting in their one bedroom, no bath apartment. Okay. They're sitting there. Now, since there's no bath, Robin Williams famously taking a shit out the window. Okay. And while he's taking a shit, he's talking to Stellan and he's like, hey, why are you so sad? And Stellan adopts this new voice where he sounds like the Stellan we all know and love today, where he's just like, I'm a fucking bug. I'm walking here. I'm all that. You know, he's that guy. And Robin's like, what is going on? Why is your voice like that? And he's just like, well, everybody's ripping me off. So I'm going to have this voice now, and I'm going to make a bunch of fucking kids. And Robin's like, oh, you're going to make kids. Oh, okay. And so Robin's still shitting. So the details on this part are kind of sketchy because no one was in the room with him. And Robin Williams just told this on one of his many HBO specials.
Yes. I think it was a comedy special. Some of those late Robin Williams specials.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were comedy or it's just him high as shit.
It's just him high as shit drinking a dangerous amount of water.
Yes.
The guy went through like 700 water bottles in a single special.
Stay hydrated.
It was crazy. So anyway, the tale goes that he was so upset that everyone was like sort of stealing his thing.
Yeah.
That he changed his voice. And he's like, I'm not going to act. I'm not going to do any of this. I'm just going to make a bunch of kids. So he leaves his beloved snail suit, slug suit, leaves him
in. I get it.
Yeah, leaves it there. Goes back to Europe, finds a bunch of women. The vaginas are ample over there. He just finds them and he plants a seed. Yeah, just, he's putting babies in all these women all over the place. And then he goes and he lives in a cave in Iceland until the children mature. And he comes out and he's like, and now you will work for me. And he puts them in all these fucking movies and things.
There was the one who was that fucking scary guy. Fuck, man. What is his name? Pennyworth?
Yeah, Pennyworth the Clown.
Pennyworth the Clown.
Yeah.
Thing, they call him.
Yeah, they call him the Thing. There's
yeah, I'm floating, Georgie. I'm floating, yeah, Georgie.
I'm floating.
I'm Georgie. Yeah. I'm floating.
Georgie the Float Boy.
Float Boy. Yeah. Fucking scary ass movie.
So scary. And
his
then,
eye, it moves.
Oh, he's got one eye and it moves.
It fucked up.
It's terrible. Everyone knows your eyes should
the,
be.
The other one who's very attractive. He was in that movie with the dong fighter where he's just naked fighting.
Oh, fucking, yeah, where he's, yeah, the Northing Man.
The Northing Man, yeah. He's just like, I got a fucking dick. I'll kill everybody.
Yeah, and then before that, he's in this movie, Big Little Beat-Ups, where he's beating the shit out of Nicole Kidman every week and choking her and fucking her. And people are like, man, this show's great.
This is HBO.
This is HBO at its
what
finest.
What are we paid for? Dude. We're watching Bing Skarsgård. Beat the shit out of Nicole Kidman
every week. I don't know. We watched that show, and I'm like, "What the fuck is happening?
What is this
it's
show?"
Just guy, and everyone is just glorifying it. They're like, "This guy's hot as fuck." Nicole Kidman's never looked better. They are just—he's beating her over the head with a fucking toaster and then railing her in
and
the
then
ass.
Railing her.
And everyone's like, "I'm on board."
This is HBO at its finest.
It's so
They're
good.
Back, baby. HBO
They're
is
back.
Back. And then fucking the dude from Parks and Rec is there.
Yes.
Distracting me from all the fucking beating rape.
I know. I want to know what's going on. I want to see Nicole Kidman getting railed more and apologizing for it.
It's the fucking craziest show.
Yeah, and then it's the, yeah, and fucking, what's her name? Legally Blonde is married to Adam Scott. And Legally Blonde's like, hey, I'm having sex with other people other than you. And Adam Scott's just like, I really love you too.
It's the
band. It's the fucking weirdest thing. And then Laura Dern
from
Jurassic Park. Her husband has model trains. This show is the craziest. Everything we're saying actually happened in that
this
fucking
is
show.
This show. And you go, it's fucking insane.
It's nuts. And you go, people watch this
and
bullshit.
And then Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
Lenny Kravitz's
For
daughter is in it. And she's married. I think she's married to like. There's like a cactus is a person, and
yeah,
she
basically he's just a big burly man.
Yeah, it's I don't even remember.
And then she kills Bill Skarsgård.
She kills. Oh yeah, spoiler alert. She kills Bilbo Skarsgård.
If you didn't watch it, now you're not into HBO or see Nicole Kidman get railed.
Yeah,
you're not gonna watch it. Fuck, that was a crazy show.
It was crazy as shit. And then yeah,
I forgot. Oh, I blocked it. I blocked that out.
Dude, you shouldn't block that out. It's not television.
It's
HBO.
HBO.
Yeah.
Fuck. Max now.
Oh,
fuck.
That was to the max.
That
even
was
back
to
then.
The max.
Yeah. So anyway, Good Will Hunting sucks, right?
It's all right.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah. I'm going to say, since we have to take a definite stand for this, I guess it rules.
I don't know. I love Robin.
I love Robin. I'll do any of that. Like all, you know, all of his lines were ad-libbed or whatever. So I'm into that. I'm going to say Robin Williams rules.
Robin Williams rules.
Can we agree? We agree on that.
I think we agree on that.
Okay.
Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting.
Robin Williams rules.
Yep, exactly. Good Will Hunting, comma,
Robin Williams rules.
All right. That's it.
We did it.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You've just heard a Doomsday Initiative podcast. Consult a physician.